do the Taoiseach.
Ah, Deputy Martin, looking for some tips on how to sculpt perfect pecs, are you?
No, and I keep telling you, that was my thing before it was yours. I want to talk to you about the confidence and supply.
What?
The confidence and supply arrangement.
OMG, I'd forgotten all about that. Is that even still a thing?
We've had negotiating teams for both parties working night and day. Huh? Well, day. Well, occasionally. For the last 6 weeks, trying to agree a deal.
Really? Wowzers, they're still there? Where?
Well, I think they're in. Look, it's irrelevant. Surely you've noticed. Surely you've missed Coveney.
Lol, Kano.
Right, a bad example. Anyway, I think we're nearly ready to sign off on the deal now, in the national interest.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Wait, aren't there supposed to be, like, concessions and stuff you've to ask me for?
Well, indeed, the handling of the National Broadband Plan is terrible. Buffering in Buttervent is at an all-time high.
Tell me about it. I can't even get Spotify in the gym. What? Anyway, you guys will have to cool the jets on giving out.
I can ask the rural deputies to downgrade their outrage to audibly tut-tutting with occasional yahoos if, and it gives me no pleasure to say this, you reduce the sugar tax on TK Red Lemonade.
Yikes.
And they want 33% more Dahi O'Shea on the telly.
Wow. This is some real tough negotiating.
Yeah.
But I think we can do a deal here. The fact is, I really want to get through one more
budget, I know.
Concert by a gay icon.
Sorry, no?
Cher is coming next November. I want to be Taoiseach for that.
Right, let me... Well, if you promise not to have the dinner at it...
Scout's honour.
Another bad example there. But look, these are not normal times. We must put the needs of the country ahead of party politics.
Absoluto. Phew, and you didn't even ask us to do anything about housing, health and so on.
Well, I have total empathy for the homeless people.
Empathy? Now, what does that feel like? I've never really...
You do the frowny thing and you shake your head a bit and then you quickly move on.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You feel sorry for your fellow human being.
Still don't get it. Is it like a brooding kind of thing?
Well,
like the hot dude on the Chanel Le Bleu ads. You just look into the distance, being all handsome and...
I'm not sure. It's
smouldering sexiness? Like, I can totally fake empathy if that's what it takes. Because, like, getting a free pass for another year as an unelected Taoiseach doing totes feck all is not the issue here at all.
Nor is Fianna Fáil's interest in standing idly by hoping that various problems just smother Fine Gael in the national interest.
Yeah, we need more empathy / brooding sexy look and slagging off of Mary Lou.
Oh, yes.
The last thing this country needs is an election.
Especially since you've never led your party into one before, in spite of being in cabinet for nearly 8 years.
And you've never won one, in spite of leading your party for nearly 8 years.
The national interest.
Plus, we can totally pretend it's Brexit's fault and just carry on bashing the Brits.
Going forward.
Amazeballs.
Ladies, gentlemen and Maybot, this is a Conservative Party meeting. I call this meeting to disorder. Yeah. Allow the Prime Minister Bot.
Yeah. I have been uploaded to this party for more than 40 years.
Plug her up!
I believe my deal is the best deal of a bad lot of deals. Yeah. And one shouldn't make a meal out of my deal and cast it out, or it becomes a deal on wheels.
She's been hacked by the Russians!
I believe in strong and stable leadership, ensuring nowhere and no one in Britain is left behind. Left behind. Left behind.
She's broken down again.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. Sea beams at the Tannhauser Gate. All these things will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
She's gone!
Yay!
Let Boris be the Prime Minister!
Yay!
Thank you, chums! I shall be the Prime Minister of your dreams!
Yay!
I shall fight them on the land grand! Yay! And on the what do you call
Boris
them?
Boris will renegotiate the deal!
Yeah.
He's got 6 weeks!
Work through Christmas, Boris!
Yay! Work through!
Yeah.
Steady on, let's not be too hasty!
Is he trying to stall Brexit? Traitor!
No,
steady on, yeah. Boris is the one!
Yeah. Yes, I am.
He'll sit down and reason with the DUP.
Yeah. Ooh, good quavers. Those chaps. Tempers bigot.
Boris will bring back control.
Yeah.
He will rescue our fisheries.
Now, yeah.
Kill the Baxter.
Well,
and the divorce payments.
Chaps. Why not see if we can charge the May boss back up?
Yeah.
Fresh batteries, perhaps.
What?
I have to go. I have a tinder surprise to give a good British scene to.
Wah, yeah.
Quavers.
Switch the Prime Minister back on.
Please scan your first item.
Mr. Gove, do not climb on the Prime Minister's knee.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Welcome back. I'm joined now by the Thornisher Simon Cove. Oh, he seems to have left.
No, I'm still here.
Where?
You're looking straight at me, like?
Right. Also in studio and striking a festive note, it has to be said, Tiny Tim.
Marion, I am the leader of the Labour Party and I deserve to be treated with...
So, Merchant Prince Coveney, a no deal Brexit now looking more likely.
Yeah.
How prepared is Ireland?
Oh, well, we've been planning for a no deal Brexit for quite some time now, Marion.
How long?
Oh, some time.
Since... Since when, Thornister?
Tuesday, I think it might have been.
Right, well prepared, so.
Marion, the Dutch have had a plan in place for over a year now, and Norway have been ready for Brexit since 1973.
Well, they've little to be doing there on all those long, boring nights.
And the Fine Gael government, if I could just say.
No, you could not. Oh. But it's a valid point, Thornister. Houses, health, Brexit. Why are Fine Gael incapable of planning?
Well, we weren't sure. We needed to see which way, you know, like the wind was blowing.
Goodness sake, a lot of hot air, Marion.
You'd know a thing or two about that, wouldn't you? Remember Frankfurt's way or Labour's way?
Actually, that was in fact...
What plans are in place, Thornister?
We're going to train up customs officials and some vets in anticipation of... myxomatosis or something.
But you're adamant we won't have a hard border. So where will all those customs officers work?
I don't know. Maybe just south of the border.
Dundalk?
Maybe.
The mind is boggled.
Oh.
Not even people from Dundalk want to live in Dundalk.
Mary.
The only things it has going for it are green diesel and despair.
Oh, I don't know.
What other plans are in place for a no-deal chaos?
Well, we're trying to find out where all the old foot-and-mouth mats are, and we still have the salt left over from 2010.
When we ran out.
Yeah.
Still, let's hope duty-free comes back, you know, at least for Malbec and the like.
Oh.
Any plans for iodine tablets, though?
I don't know.
Marion, I took my iodine tablets years ago.
Well, that explains a lot.
What?
Now, coming up after the break, we've a roundup of Christmas pantos.
Ooh.
Including the one you're in, I presume, Brendan Howland.
I must object to your insinuation.
Like the future of the Labour Party, it's behind you.
It's very funny. Or is it? I don't know.
Back after this.
Welcome to BBC News. I'm Hugh Edwards, still bloody talking about Brexit. A top story this week, the Prime Minister staggers on with the confidence and bright future of the Titanic after it met that iceberg. And after staggering over to the European Union, it's clear Europe has no confidence in Britain, which has no confidence in the Tories, who have no confidence in the Theresa May pot. Speaking last night after a late dinner in Brussels, EU President Jean-Claude Juncker rejected Britain's appeal to renegotiate the border backstop.
Once again, the Prime Minister May is attempting to move the goalposts. But because the British invented the game, they don't own the ball. So up yours, Bobby Shatan. It's not coming home, not coming home.
Earlier, before he ordered the third bottle of Chateauneuf to Pab, Juncker rejected Maybot's proposal to allow a hard border in Ireland, but to make it acceptable by putting some decking and fairy lights around it. It came less than 24 hours after she survived a heave, when the Tories realised the other choices for leader inspired less confidence than a narcoleptic knife thrower. Theresa Maybot's celebration was predictably chaotic.
I believe a 63% backing of the party is a solid victory. Smug chip enabled. Now we can proceed with delivering the Brexit that the people voted for.
What exactly does that mean, Prime Minister?
Brexit means Brexit.
Yep.
Means Brexit.
Oh.
Means Brexit.
Elsewhere, the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, continued his consistent position on Brexit.
It is a disgrace that Theresa May is continuing in power just because she was democratically chosen to do so. The Labour Party will do everything it can to solve this Brexit crisis, apart from telling people what we would do differently.
Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, there were worrying signs that the Democratic Unionist Party continued to exist.
We are delighted to be still a part of the UK as it falls apart around us.
Yes.
Sterling is now so worthless, a slab of harp costs $3,000.
Yes.
And while it gives me no pleasure to see Northern Ireland and its functional alcoholics, also known as Catholics, suffer, them's the breaks.
Yes.
Now, if you'll excuse us, the whole of the DUP is off on a luxury foreign holiday that Ian Paisley has organised.
Oh.
We are sure this will not come back to bite us in the arse at a later date.
Finally, with the Brexit crisis now officially upgraded from super omni shambles to mega cluster fudge, which is also my favourite type of Christmas sweet, Irish tea shop Leo Varadkar met with Mrs May and then spoke out of both sides of his mouth.
It's great to be here in Brussels. Reminds me of the Bourne movies. The Prime Minister and I had a very productive meeting on her way into a meeting that actually mattered. And I told her that some of her ideas could be acceptable, but others maybe not so much.
Could you elaborate, Mr. Varadkar?
Well, I didn't get where I am today by going into details. So when Jean-Claude Juncker emails us and tells us what to do, we'll let you know, okay? Ciao for now.
And that's your news for now. This is Hugh Edwards, booking the Eurostar before they brick up the channel, BBC News.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
Minister, we need to talk to you now.
Urgently.
Very important. What's it about?
Well, it's about you.
Great, I have time for that. Actually, no, it depends. Has public opinion of me changed? But am I not popular anymore? Do people think I'm doing a bad job running the health service?
Public opinion hasn't changed.
Oh, good.
You were never popular.
What?
And you are doing a very bad job running the health service.
That's ridiculous. I'm doing a great job. I'm important. Do I look important?
You still haven't reached out to victims of the scandal in Kerry in a meaningful way.
That would be a matter for the HSE.
We still don't know if the new maternity hospital is going to be run by the church.
Hashtag matter for the HSE.
And we've a 94% hospital bed occupancy rate right now.
Hashtag matter. Hang on. I'll take responsibility for that one because it's a nice number. Very high. I like it. Success.
That's a bad thing. It's the highest in the developed world, man.
Oh, well, I publish a plan this week. We should organise a launch and a speech. Some photos.
You put out a plan less than 2 weeks before it's meant to be implemented, Minister. It's not enough time.
Not with that attitude. And how about my super amazing, super duper idea telling people not to get sick?
That was a terrible plan, Minister.
You're right. It is like people just don't listen sometimes. Look, can you just sort all of this out? I'm too busy to deal with all this nitty-gritty, nitty-witty...
The public thinks you're doing nothing.
That's right.
That's a lie. I'm run ragged doing launches and sending at least 20 tweets a day about launches and things I'm photographed standing next to. And I got the abortion bill through the door, didn't I?
It's unrecognisable from how it started out.
Well, things change, don't they? The new series of Narcos is set in Mexico, for instance.
What? How does that... Yeah. Never mind. Look, the hospitals say they won't be ready to roll out abortion services next year.
Why not? I gave them 2 weeks' notice. Don't they read my tweets?
And the GPs are still rebelling because they don't know what's happening.
I suppose I could just talk to them.
Yes, actually, that could be...
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh.
Medical marijuana.
What?
What?
I'll come out in favour of medical marijuana. Big launch. Problem solved.
That won't solve anything.
No.
It will. It will get me some columns and remind everyone what a progressive and liberal health minister Ireland has.
Oh.
God, I'm good at this.
Minister, please.
If you need me, just DM me on Twitter. Bye.
Oh God.
It's a disaster.
What is it now, my presidential man-eaten?
I can't get it to work.
Oh, the computer again. Is that why the expenses audit you promised at the end of November has been inexplicably delayed?
No, not that trivial matter. It's just I can never get Callan's Kicks to work on the RTE radio player.
It's December. Most of RTE are on Christmas holidays. Since Halloween.
But I could never find the episode. It's lost, like Gavin Duffy's policy papers.
No, so you're old and a bit doddery around technology. So just type in Callan's Kicks in the search bar on the player. That always works.
Who are you talking to?
And you can also listen back to Callan's Kicks on Spotify and iTunes.
Is this an advert? I'm trapped in an advert.
Really, dear, just publish the expenses.
Ugh.
Or people will realise that only 6 weeks after your re-election, you've already broken one of your key promises. Again.
Not broken, delayed promises. It's those blasted accountants going through all one's stately expenses line by line. No wonder the Irish word for accountant is countasaur.
Oh!
Anyway, I have published my expenses, but thankfully no one noticed, buried under the avalanche of news.
Oh, my naughty little man-eaten.
Still, I published them, didn't I?
Let me have a look. Oh, I see you've used the vaguest breakdown possible.
I don't know what you're talking.
Headings like representing Ireland abroad.
Yes.
Entertaining and hospitality. Food and beverages.
Yes.
They're harder to figure out than your esoteric poem about the diaspora.
That wasn't a poem. That was my speech to those 8-year-olds.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, my love, let's have luncheon on the Learjet while circling Lake Geneva. Hashtag representing Ireland abroad.
7 more years.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing the 12 pubs with such absolute ledge bags. I think I'm locked. What number pub is this? 9? 10?
It's number 3, Tish. Wow. Gotta pace yourself, man. I've 9 more microbrewery craft bars for us to visit.
I can't help it, Murphs. It's been a hell of a year. Did you see me on the late last week?
Yeah.
People are actually cheering me.
Totes.
My self-satisfaction rating is off the charts.
You handle tubs like a pro.
Ha! I see you took credit for repealing the 8th Amendment again. That's kind of my thing, Tisha. Shut up, Harris. I only pointed you to health so there was someone even more inexperienced than me to blame for stuff.
Hey, where's Noveny? I'm pretty sure it's his round.
Yeah.
Why does this keep happening? I'm right here, like... I've been holding the tray of drinks that you're drinking from.
Oh. I thought you were a table, ma'am.
And I already got a round in. Oh. Not that I've anything to celebrate.
No.
Or maybe I do. Am I doing a brilliant job? Or am I terrible? I don't know.
Definitely terrible, Simon. Thankfully, it doesn't really matter what we say about Brexit. We're just pawns on the EU's checkers board, and you're the first one I'll sacrifice if Brexit goes badly.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Or maybe Harris, actually.
Oi, damn it.
Oi, Taoiseach.
What?
Having a few pints just like the rest of us. Remind yourself.
Oh, God, I can't get a moment's peace from you protesters.
What?
Relax, Taoiseach. He's just fanboying on you.
He is?
Yeah.
Ugh, you know I'm not good face-to-face with the...
Members of the public.
Yeah.
I tried to keep them away, but it's pretty packed in here, dude.
Let's just go to the next part.
Okay, guys, outside. Next pub, guys. Cold.
Hello, everybody.
Oh. Fiscal, what are you doing out here? Are you dodging around?
I only have a certain amount of money, Taoiseach.
Ah, here, look at you. Drinking on the taxpayer's purse. You're useless.
Oh, hi there. Do you want a selfie?
Selfie, your home.
Oh, Tish, no, this one isn't a fanboy.
He isn't?
No.
Wow, it's really hard to tell what the plain people...
No one can afford a bleeding house, but I'd say you've a right big gap.
We have to get you out of here. Someone get the car to the handlers.
I'm scared.
Relax, everyone. Let me handle this.
Who is this bleeding muppet?
Do I detect a little bit of Canberra there, sir?
Yeah, I'm from Canberra, so what?
I'm Yelsa Gosha. I'm from Phibsborough myself.
Go away.
Doyle's Corner, bag of chips, up the dubs, get out of that garden.
You sound so buddy.
OMG, what's happening, Tish?
I don't know. Fiscal seems to be fluent in some sort of Howie language.
You're so bleeding laughter.
Stop that now, you're mad.
See you around on the hill, mate.
5 in a row, what? Bait them cultures, we will.
And a happy crimbo to you.
Right pay to me low Stephen's Day, I will. Good luck.
Take it, honey.
Thank you very much.
Dude, what just happened?
Yep. Well, Taoiseach, I just got myself free drink from the night from you as boys. Oh. That's what happened.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Now it's time for What It Says in the Papers with John S. Doyle, who I notice is not carrying any actual papers today.
I thought I would do What It Says about celebrities on the internet after spilling mulled wine on the papers.
Well, that can't be true. RT might occasionally fall off air, collapse trials, or cry over spilt milk, but no RT staff member has ever spilled wine. What really happened, John?
It's just I'm fed up with Brexit.
Oh, all right then. Off you go with your celeb internet gossip.
One Direction are reuniting, says a headline on her.ie, written by a journalist who has long given up on her dream of working as a war correspondent or reporting on real life.
Oh dear.
The Daily Mail Online leads with the news that Brooklyn Beckham has been spotted in public with his girlfriend Hannah Cross.
Who, what, where?
The piece says that Hannah's pale complexion and solid British ancestry make her a perfect match for young Beckham, compared to what the Mail also describes as mixed race Meghan Markle.
Wow.
The internet is broken, announces BuzzFeed.
My goodness, is O'BriensWine.ie also down?
Over news that Khloe Kardashian has launched a new mascara.
Oh, false alarm, thank goodness. Be still my beating liver.
Closer to home, an article sponsored by Arnott's on joe.ie titled Top 5 Christmas Shopping Tips concludes that the number one tip is to shop in Arnott's. Oh. It's accompanied by photos of half-empty buildings on Henry Street, which is apparently where people used to buy Christmas presents before the internet. Huh. Finally, over on thejournal.ie, there's an article for 5 easy-to-make Christmas recipes. A comment under the article from UpTheRa_1916 says, well, what about the homeless? Sure, we can't even look after our own. And after that, the comments section turns into a septic debate about welfare recipients, fluoride, whose dad would win in a fight, and Gemma O'Doherty.
Thanks, John.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Daddy President. Sorry, Jared's stuck in a meeting with Robert Mueller.
What?
I mean, negotiating peace in the Middle East.
That's okay, Ivanka, honey. Sorry I'm late. I was been totally presidential and celebrating Hanukkah with Holocaust survivors.
Is this one of them? She looks so old and malnourished.
No, sweetums, that's Melania.
I just hope the experience wasn't too traumatic for them.
The Holocaust?
No. Having to spend the evening with you.
I made them feel right at home by putting out a wonderful feast and then stripping away rights for minorities and forcibly separating kids from parents. It was so familiar to them, believe me.
Daddy, I made your favorite to cheer you up. A family bucket of KFC, for one.
That's my girl, hot girl, hubba hubba. But why would I need cheering up, sweet pea?
Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison and he implicated you. The government looks likely to shut down over the border wall and worst of all, Piers Morgan is applying to be your chief of staff.
Fake news. Everything is terrific. I barely knew my attorney for years, Michael Cohen. I run the government so badly, no one will notice if it shuts down. And I wouldn't let Piers Morgan shine my shoes, because every time we meet, he tries to lick my shoes. Those Brits are disgusting.
At least they don't eat Big Macs for breakfast.
You leave my daddy alone.
I keep trying to, but the Secret Service finds me and bring me back.
Oh, you're such a...
Girls, it's Christmas. Don't fight. Unless you're wearing swimsuits and you're doing it in Jell-O.
Donald, she's your daughter.
I know. What a shame. She would have made a great wife.
Thanks, Daddy.
You need help.
You're the one that needs help.
I completely agree, but like I said, whenever I try and get some, the Secret Service keep bringing me back.
Hey, Ivanka, honey, where are my boys?
Oh, they're with Robert Mueller.
What?
I mean, they're out shooting some endangered species for Christmas dinner.
That's okay. I just want turkey. Extra dry with the crackly skin, because I want to imagine it's Nancy Pelosi's face when I'm stabbing it with my fork. Isn't that right, honey?
Right, Daddy.
I met the other honey. What's her name? Maleficent. Hey, where is she?
Oh, your wife is trying to climb out the window again.
I told you to stay away from the windows, honey. Lots of dangerous things out there. Caravans filled with scurvy.
Oh, no. Foiled again. Merry Christmas, Mr. Putin. You owe me big time.
Welcome back to Radio 4. Now, the absolute shambles that is Brexit rolls on with Theresa May stumbling from crisis to cock up and back again. Our sound crew took to the streets to see what the common men and women of what's left of Great Britain think now.
I think we've got to carry on regardless. It's the British way. Accidentally shoot yourself in the foot, you best shoot your other one too, so everyone thinks the first shot was intentional. Besides, we can't let the Jerrys just tell us what to do, or the frogs, and certainly not the bloody paddies.
I hear what they say on the telly, second vote. I'm a celebrity's over. Harry Redknapp won fair and square. Leave and be. Also, come back, Ant. We miss ya.
Well, you know, personally, I think the Irish are way out of line making all these demands. Let's just block off the ports, give them food shortages. That should bring them to heel. Can you imagine a famine in somewhere like Ireland? That would be just crazy.
I can't believe we still didn't have our independence and now we've been dragged out of Europe. We like Europe, we hate the Brits. We gotta leave Europe and stay with the Brits. It's a nightmare. It's like having your plate of haggis taken away and being told that you have to eat fresh vegetables instead.
You are voted to leave. Well, I suppose I just hate immigrants, like most right-thinking people. Apart from my father, he's from Ireland. But that's a good immigrant, if you know what I mean. So, you know, if they muck this up, I'm going to do the only sensible thing an English person ought to do and move to Spain.
Oh, let's just get on with it, you know. Like, give Scotland, Ireland, Wales independence if they want it so much, you know. Let Britain go it alone. We'll leave the Europe on our own. You know, the EU don't want Scotland, Wales or Ireland. Where will that leave them? With all the fisheries and their gas and their oil and the national resources, where's that going to leave them, you know what I mean?
Hi,
After weeks in which nobody noticed them happening, the confidence and supply talks finally concluded. Fianna Fáil deputy leader and Joe 90 puppet lookalike Dara Cleary spoke outside on the plinth with Lisa Chambers.
I think it's very important for the stake of stability at this stage.
We can't let the chaos in Britain spread to our shores, you know.
Sorry, Lisa. I was speaking there.
Oh, right, yes. Sorry, Dara.
I think it's very important.
Tell them how we beat Fine Gael at their own game, like, yeah?
I know what I'm doing, okay?
Tell them.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Great win for Micheál over Leo.
Oh.
Did Fianna Fáil achieve any concessions as part of the deal?
Of course, we've significant changes for our core voters.
Yeah.
Such as a VAT reduction on corned beef.
That's right.
7% more ploughing.
Yeah.
And 2 extra culchy children will be added to the toy show in 2019.
Come on, Fianna Fáil!
Oh.
Later, I spoke to Mary Lou McDonald, who gave her reaction.
I think everyone can see the whole thing is a sham.
Mm-hmm.
It's shoddy from start to finish.
Right.
And deeply unpalatable.
What do you think Fianna Fáil should have done instead?
What? I was talking about Jerry's cookbook interview on Ryan Chubberdy the other day.
What?
I think Ryan's questions were unfair and hurtful.
Oh.
I mean, look at the cut of him. What would he know about a lasagna, yeah?
But about the confidence and...
I could snap him in two like a pink wafer and dunk him in my tea. Which I drink from a best leader in the world mug, all right?
Did you? Yes,
I got it from Jerry. What's it to you?
Later, 2 hours after I emerged from hiding from Mary Lou, I met Shane Ross, and it took me a while to remember he's actually still a minister because he sort of disappeared there for a few weeks.
It's been a very busy season. Very busy season, you know.
What is your view on the Brexit deadlock?
Well, I don't think the British people will vote out. I think Mr Cameron has given great assurances and has done a very...
Sorry, Minister, when did you last see the news?
Oh, right. I'm far too busy working on my proposed legislation on road safety.
Oh.
I am going to make it compulsory for children over 5 months...
What?
...to have a licence for bicycles, tricycles and toy prams that they might get at Christmas. Just because you're a baby does not mean the government will not figure out a way of getting money out of you.
Finally, this week was the news that Jackie Healy-Ray Jr... will run in next year's local elections.
I tell you now, I'm a member of the younger generation.
Yes.
And I'm going to be a voice for young Kerry people and the big issues that you face them.
Like climate change.
No, like keeping the dance halls open.
Oh.
Reducing the cost of the high nellies.
What?
And increasing the number of jobs in the local forge.
What age are you exactly?
I tell you now, I'm like a wailing calf, and I'm asking the people of Kerry to let me out into the field among the thistles in the local elections. I'm a hard worker who's self-made thanks to my grandfather and my father.
Micheál Lehan, wishing I'd studied something else in college and lived abroad by now. RT News.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Ho, ho, ho.